This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 30th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a mild breeze. Haifa remains pleasantly warm tonight. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz visited the security zone in southern Lebanon earlier this hour, stating, "As long as Hezbollah is here, we will be too." Also, the Times of Israel reports that two members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard were shot dead at their home in Iran earlier today. State media calls it an act of terrorism. Also this hour, Israel Hayom says Prime Minister Netanyahu toured southern Lebanon earlier today alongside Defense Minister Katz, reasserting Israel's stance in the region. Separately, Ynet reports that Israel has tested a laser-linked upgrade to the Iron Dome, showcasing new capabilities against various threats this morning. And finally, I-24 News informs us that a U.S. citizen in Israel faces accusations of conducting missions for Iranian intelligence. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today about Netanyahu's visit to the security strip in Lebanon, emphasizing the directive to act against threats. I24NEWS English highlighted Netanyahu's vow to remain in the security zone as long as Hezbollah poses a threat. Iris, a regional observer, wrote that the Prime Minister instructed fighters to act immediately when recognizing threats. Let's go deeper. Starting with the visit by Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz to southern Lebanon, Walla reports that they received a briefing on IDF activities. This visit underscores Israel's commitment to countering Hezbollah's presence. It emphasizes the ongoing tension along the border. Turning to the situation in Iran, the Times of Israel reports on the killing of two Iranian Revolutionary Guard members. State media blames anti-government agents for the attack. This incident heightens tensions between Iran and perceived external threats. It adds complexity to regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom details Netanyahu's tour in Lebanon. It reiterates Israel's unwavering stance against Hezbollah. The visit follows recent military engagements in the area, underscoring the fragile peace. In a related development, Ynet's report on the Iron Dome's new capabilities is significant. The Defense Ministry highlighted lessons from past conflicts. This innovation aims to bolster Israel's defense against evolving threats. It is a crucial advancement for national security. Finally, I-24 News reports on a U.S. citizen accused of espionage for Iran. This highlights the ongoing intelligence battles in the region. It raises concerns about foreign influence and internal security. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reveals that 90% of students injured in the war have not returned to their initial study paths. This finding highlights the long-term impact of conflict on education. Separately, CTEC reports that the cyber unicorn Aikido is acquiring Israeli startup Root for between $70 and $10 million. This acquisition will expand Aikido's AI security initiatives and establish a new development center in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers former Prime Minister Bennett's economic plan. He suggests withholding state funds from ultra-Orthodox draft dodgers. This proposal sparks debate on military service and financial incentives. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.